Yo, 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 bozo. Yo, bo. Wait. How'd that go again? Yo, yo, bozo. Yo, bo. Wait. How does it go again? I don't know. But hello, buddy. Welcome to another episode of the Element Teen Show. This is hosted by your favorite, your beautiful JD, James Dillon. And yeah, my guys. How you doing, all y'all? All y'all keeping all well for me, yeah? Hey, yeah. So, guys, today will be not small, but it'll be, I don't know, it'll be a good size just because I didn't make a podcast just ago. Now, is it good? What was I saying? It's, the reason why I didn't make a podcast last week, guys, is because I was researching. And I forgot what I was researching. So I'm going. New topics came up. So I was like, all right, I'll just do a smash in, you know? A few topics, through short and simple ones. And yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's go, bro. So, guys, the first guy I want to talk about today is someone who just got. Very not fate not very famous, but who just got I don't know, put the spotlight on him, I guess, this week. I think it was like Monday or Tuesday I found out this. So I was scrolling through Insta, like everyone does, and you know, an Insta ad pops up, and you know what someone does, if it looks interesting, I'll watch it. And so I came up with this guy, right, called Isbeniza. In Bernina. Inina? Isbenina. No, I'm joking. Isbenir. Right. And this guy, Isbenir, I can't even say his name. He got a weird name, doesn't he? And so I was listening to him, right? And I was listening to one of his new songs, which is starting to get very popular. And it's called Flaws and All. And basically, it's really, really, really good. It's really catchy. And when I listened to it, I immediately went to Spotify and I added it. Now, guys, here's where the story comes from. Now, I have loads of playlists. I got like over 11 playlists on my Spotify. But I was on it and I looked at, and I have four. I got four. Playlists, and they're called United States / Canada rap albums and United States / Canada rap singles, and the other two are albums and singles, but they're UK / Ireland, right? Now, as some people will notice, because actually a lot of people don't actually notice this, but you know how the UK, Ireland have a different beat, have like a different style of beat, of like hip hop beat. For like compared to like America and Canada. You know what I mean? You just kinda notice it. I don't know why it is. It's just like the beats that people are using in America and Canada aren't very similar, but they're very different to the ones that which are used in the UK and Ireland at the moment. And so it's kind of like two genres almost. I think it will turn to a genre one day, but I don't know. But anyway, I was listening to it and I was like, all right, oh, just let me just add it to my American / Canadian singles. Shall I? I was like, because it is a single, basically. And so I added it, and then I listened to the lyrics more and more and more. And I realised there's a one saying, six guys in London at night or something. I think there was on actually a different song, I noticed it. But, I don't know, I just listened and I was like, oh wait, he's British. And because he used a very, like, American-style rap beat. And so I just thought he was American. You know what I mean, guys? There's a lot of people nowadays. Like I talked about Samwise and Yems01. You know, them guys, they use quite denominically American / Canadian rap beats. You know what I mean? You kind of hear it. So, yeah, whatever, that's just a little bit. But I was listening to him, right? And just yesterday, he released his album called Bad Romantic 2. And I was like, oh, what's the first one then? And so the first one came out in 2018. And he also made another, album in 2018 called 57 Sundays. And 57 Sundays is an album, but it also has a single and a song within the album called 57 Sundays. And so I was listening to him, I was like, it's actually not bad. And if you guys follow me on my social media, @isjamesk on Instagram. Yeah, Instagram and Twitter. I am on Snapchat, but that's my private. Snapchat's private. But yeah, if it's go to @isjamesk on Twitter and Instagram, guys, you will not regret it whatsoever. Look at my feed, you will laugh. And also look at my other Twitter called Now Dashing. It's really funny. I put up like a bunch of like UK drill memes. Like, so yeah. Like, and so it also relates to Top Boy, because there was a tweet I made a few months ago about Top Boy. And you just have to go to Now Dashing at Now Dashing on Twitter. Right? It's just a blank screen, black white. It's like just blank. You know what I mean? Blank banner, blank photo, whatever. So yeah, just look them up. I know you won't do it. But anyway, so I was listening to them, and I realised, all right, so I changed. I had to remove it from my singles and put it on my on the singles on the UK one. And so I was listening to them, and I was looking through them. And I thought, man, this guy's going to be good, I think. Because there was another song. I forgot what it was called. Oh, it starts with M. Something Flow. I don't know what it was called, but I will play it in a minute. But it actually really was good. So I just want you guys to know, look out for these British / Irish artists who are using these American beats / Canadian beats. Because I definitely can. I don't know if you can, but try and pick them out, alright? So, yeah. Okay, guys, you will not know this, for you American, Canadian, and Irish guys. There's a guy called Chunks on YouTube, you might have heard of him. He, if you guys know what the Wall of Comedy channel on YouTube is, it's basically where these guys from London, they go on this, on it, and they sit down. I don't know. Wall of Fame is just fun. It's just not Wall of Fame. Wall of Comedy. It's just too funny. You guys need to watch the YouTube channel to understand what it is. But, you know, it's pretty funny. So there's a guy called Young Philly on YouTube. You know, he's really famous in this, in the comedy scene and about in the UK, right? Yeah, in England, you know. And so, basically, what happened, basically, is that he also raps sometimes. He hasn't released a song in, like, I don't know, years. years. He used to go around the UK, and he used to talk to people ask people, like, questions. You know, like, those baiting out videos, which were very popular in 2016, 17, bit of 18. You know those videos? Well, basically, he did the same thing, but it was like a proper series on And it was his thing. He was the presenter of the questions. And he would go around anywhere. He would go to like Kingston, Croydon, Manchester, Bristol, Leicester, Oxford Circus. He would go everywhere, really. And so he would go around them places. And so, you know, yeah. But anyway, he made a few songs, which are shit because he's not a rapper, you know. But there's this guy on YouTube called Chunks. He sometimes sings. He sometimes raps. He doesn't, you know. Like Jake Paul. He released a lot of rap songs anyway. So, yeah. And so, well, they weren't even rap songs. They were just shit. But anyway, him, Chunks, and your man Young Philly, they made a song together called Clean Up, I believe. I think it was called Clean Up. Yeah, I think it was called Clean Up. And yeah, it's actually really good. I recommend you check it out. It's really good. I don't really want you guys to know without a little bit of context. But if you watch the channel, then you'll know that you've probably heard of it already. So yeah, bye. Next thing. So last but not least, Drake released a new song and a new music video. Yep, yes he did, finally the king. So 5 days ago, Drake released a song. I don't think released a song, because it's not on Spotify. And I know it's on Apple Music, I believe that, because Drake has a deal with Apple Music where his songs come out earlier. But yeah, hello. Tired. Anyway, so he released a song called, would you call it a song? I think it's like two songs, but it's in one, basically. You know what I mean? It's kind of like Sicko Mode. It's like three songs in one. So it's like two songs in one for Drake. So these two songs are called both together. It's called When to Say When and Chicago. And Chicago lasts about a minute and a half. But the whole song is about 5 minutes long. One thing about, yeah, 5 minutes long. About. And so, yeah. It's like, it's really cool. It has like a piano bit in it. It's like, and it has the guy in the background who says, "Meet me at the show tonight." Ooh. I don't know. It says, you know, it's just like that. I don't know really what it is. It's kind of a weird mix, the song. The first song that I really like, the last bit I really like too, the Chicago bit. And it's like, to the hotel lobby. Try to the hotel lobby. I don't know, it's just, like, I don't know all the lyrics because I've only listened to it about 5 times. I know I listened to it 5 times, but like, I mean, I don't listen to the actual music. You know, like that. It's like, when, guys, it's basically, this is how my schedule works, guys. If there's an album coming out, like M. Honcho, when he released his album, I was just like, you know how sometimes you can just press and you can scroll through it, hear the beat, hear some of the words, and oh, that's cool. I add it straight away. I don't even listen to the whole song. I just add it. But I listen to them bits, like, properly, but I don't listen to the whole song properly. I might like, get into a album later or earlier, you know what I mean? Say if an album comes out, I might, if it's one of those albums which I've been waiting for a while, like Mick Jenkins, I will listen to it eventually, you know. Not eventually, I'll listen to it, like, straight on the point, you know what I mean? Like, I will, quick as I possibly can, I will listen to it, you know what I mean, bros? You know what I mean, broski? You know what I mean? But yeah, I was listening to the other ones, right? And if I listen, like, it's like, what's it called? What's that album that Denzel Curry released? Tattoo? oh man, what was it called? I don't know. You know the one that he was like, where like, the one that he released, Cash Machine, Tattoo, I think, Black Balloons, Blackest Balloon, that was a good one, actually. You know, all them songs, when he released that one, I didn't really get into it until literally the following year, because I listened to it, and I added it to my list, and I was like, yeah, that sounds really cool. You know, there was other, but I didn't get into, you know, those past 3 years has been really weird, because, like, I've been, when I first, like, started making, because I've always loved rap, and I grew up with rap, and, like, pop, and, you know, these genres that people listen to, like my generation, like, because I'm a 2010 guy, but I was born in the 2000s, you know, that's how it works, really. More in the 80s, you're a 90s kid. Or if you, except for you were born in 1999, I don't know. You know, I was one of them type of kids. not a 90s kid. I was a 10s kid, but whatever. Anyway, what was I saying? Yeah, I've been listening to all of them. You know, I'll just like someday I might say, oh, that's a really cool one. But if it's like, yeah. A artist like Travis Scott, let's say, unless it's like a really cool theme and it's really awesome, really mixy, you know, it's not just plain. And if I see the reviews in the next week, I will start listening to it more, but I will listen to all the snippets when the day either the day or either the day it comes out, or maybe less than 3 days, or four days, really. Yeah, you know, actually, Denzel Curry's new album, I forgot what it's called. Oh no, it's just a weird bunch of numbers, isn't it? There's like one called Track One, another one with a weird name, and then it's just Track 3, there's no Track 2, because Track 2 was the previous one, but I wasn't named it. It was a bit of a weird one, that was. I didn't like it, but I could, you know, bop to it, hip-hop to it, if you may. You know, I could have done that, but, anyway. That's the last news I'm gonna say, guys. But yeah, thank you guys for listening today. I will see y'all in the next one. Peace. My guys.